Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor here at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in week six of our Alive series. We were walking through the first part of Ephesians chapter 3, and Paul starts off by kind of referencing back to the things he's already talked about in chapters 1 and 2, but then he sort of goes on a side tangent for the next 12 verses where he talks about how God chose him and made him an apostle, how his life was transformed. Paul never got over the grace of God in his life, how he was once Saul, the persecutor of the church, and how God had chosen him to make him Paul, the apostle, to take the news of Christ, what he calls the unsearchable riches of Christ, to the Gentiles, to the non-Jewish world. And so Paul's mission, his whole life, really, you see, he says he has this just insatiable passion for seeing, taking the gospel to places and to people where the gospel has never been proclaimed before, to see God's mission fulfilled, right? The making of disciples of all nations. That's what Jesus told his disciples to do. Go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that he commanded. Now, here's the question that I want to pose to us right now, and something that we talked about on Sunday, and that is, does God want you personally to play a part in his mission? This mission that God has to redeem people, to save people from every tribe, tongue, and nation on earth. That's what you see in Revelation chapter 7, is that someday when we are in heaven, there will be people from every tribe, tongue, and nation. Every race, every nationality, every ethnicity, every people group on earth will be represented before the throne of God. That God has people he is calling unto himself everywhere. Does God want you to play a part in that mission of seeing people come to know and love him? And I think that for most of us, we would say yes. That just comes maybe naturally that, yeah, of course God wants me to play a part in that. But I think maybe sometimes we don't think a lot about how that actually plays out. Or maybe our minds go to people like Paul and we think, okay, those are the people that, you know, are going to be called to really go. And I would press on some of us and challenge some of us to think about, hey, no, maybe God is calling you specifically to go. Maybe he's calling you to engage in cross-cultural missions, to begin preparing for that now in a season where maybe the opportunities for that are less because of COVID, but you can begin preparing now and praying now. But for all of us, whether it's in supporting those who are going, financially supporting them, praying for them, but also recognizing that we're sent right where we are, here in our communities, God has people that he's drawing to himself, and we have the responsibility and the privilege of living on mission, leveraging our time, our talents, and our resources, our treasures for the sake of the kingdom of God. And I think that sometimes that's difficult for us in the sense that in our culture, the privatizing of religion is a pretty popular notion, right? Whatever you believe, that's great, but just make sure you keep it to yourself. And certainly, you cannot force anyone else to believe what you believe. That's wrong. It's ineffective. That's never what God calls us to do. God calls us to present the gospel, to share the good news, to call people to repentance. But that's in their court, what they do with that, whether they respond to the Lord or not. But I think sometimes in our culture, because we've privatized religion, we just kind of keep it to ourselves entirely. We recognize, I mean, God has saved me, and we have maybe a desire to share that with others, but we're hesitant, we're scared because it might be awkward or it might offend someone. And I think that's something that we have to ask the Lord to give us boldness to get over that, to say, Lord, I'm going to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit. I'm going to pay attention to where you're active, and I'm going to look in my own life at my relationships and think about people in my life that don't know and love Jesus. So, you know, in my own life, I have family members that don't know and love Christ. I have friends from high school, friends from college, from years back that I pray for, that I ask the Lord to give me opportunities to share the gospel with them. I've had opportunities to do that as we sit down at times and just continue to share about my faith. And sometimes that's been more direct, and sometimes it's been more just, man, by the example in which I live and again, prayer for them, but trying to share Christ with those people. And I don't always do that perfectly. I've had opportunities that I know have come and gone, and I've missed them and really not been obedient to the Lord. And I've had to repent of that and say, Lord, help me. I want to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit so that I don't miss those opportunities when they've come. And then also just asking God for new opportunities. Say, Lord, you know, I want to be used by you. I want to reach people. I want to participate in this mission of sharing the gospel, sharing the good news with others. And so, you know, I was praying about that a couple of weeks ago. And as I was walking back home, I met a new guy in our neighborhood who just recently moved in. And there's an opportunity there just to make a friend, right? To build a relationship and ultimately, hopefully, to get to share Christ with this person. But I think if we're not looking for those opportunities, if we don't really believe and own God wants me to participate in this mission of taking the gospel to our neighborhoods, our state, our nation, and then to the world, I think we'll miss it. If we're not looking for those opportunities and asking God for those opportunities, it's just easy to get really distracted by other things. So I want to take a moment. I want to pray for us that God would recenter our time and our attention, our focus on Him and on His mission, and in taking the gospel to others. And then I want to encourage you to pray for yourself, to ask God to do that in you, and also take time to pray for one person. We have often asked the question, who's your one? Who's one person in your life that you're praying for to see them come to know and love Jesus? And I want to encourage you just to pray for that person right now. So let me take a moment to pray for us, and then I want to encourage you to pray. Father, I do pray that you would help us, Lord. I finished our Sunday time together asking us the question, what am I doing right now to use my time, my talent, and my treasure to push forward the kingdom of God? Lord, I know it's more than just sharing the gospel. It is living this out. It's loving you first and foremost. It's loving our neighbors as ourselves. And then there come opportunities to share Christ with others. And I pray, Father, that we would take those opportunities. I pray, God, that our lives, our actions would support the things that we say. I pray, Father, that you would give us a love for you and then a love that flows out for others. Those two things are so connected. God, you've poured your love into our hearts. Let it flow out into those around us that they might see our good works and glorify you in heaven. And Father, give us opportunities and the boldness to share the gospel as we should. And Father, I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time and pray right now.